As we've been talking about all afternoon, debt reduction talks are underway for the third day in a row at the White House. Meanwhile, Senate Republicans are considering a resolution of disapproval to express their displeasure with President Obama's stand on debt negotiations. And we heard some testy remarks this morning from the Senate floor when Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said he doesn't see a path to a deal as long as President Obama is in the White House.
Smoke and mirrors, tax hikes, or default. Republicans choose none of the above. I had hoped to do good, but I refuse to do harm.
Tom Shoup is the editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine. He's here to talk with us about the debt ceiling impasse. Hi there, Tom.
Great to be here, Jared.
So, you know, we've got a couple weeks left for the negotiators to work something out here, so maybe it's not quite time to panic, per se. But maybe the right question for now is how depressed we should be, given where things are, at least for now, what looks like an impasse over debt negotiations.
You know, in some ways, I think there's nothing really surprising about the way this is going. There really was no chance they were going to get something done before the last minute because it's just for both sides, it's just too big of a risk to, with their own bases, to come to a deal too soon. That would be seen as giving in too early. So I think, as we saw with the previous shutdown, or near shutdown, they're going to go right up to the last minute on this and then make the best deal they can make.
I can remember a few of these. I'm not super old, so I don't remember a whole bunch of debt ceiling negotiations and votes to raise the debt ceiling. But it, as far as I can recall, this is usually a fairly uncontroversial type of vote. I mean, people grumble about how we need to get our spending under control for a little while, and then it's pretty uncontroversial once it actually gets to the floor, isn't it? Or am I misremembering things?
This is way more controversial than any of these that I ever remember. And, of course, the context has very much changed in terms of the economic situation and the size of the debt and the size of the annual deficit. So it's sort of understandable why it might be a more contentious issue now. But usually after a certain amount of posturing, both sides say, well, we can't have the worst case scenario unfold here in which we begin to default on our debt. So we'll just have to bite the bullet and take care of it, which I think is ultimately what will happen here. It's just not going to happen until the last minute. And it's not entirely clear when the last minute is because the White House keeps saying August 2nd, and that's when things start to get bad. But it's probably a little squishy there as to how long the Treasury could sort of move things around and continue to pay its bills if there was a deal close.
Right. And then obviously members of Congress are going to need some time to draft legislation that actually accomplishes whatever the deal is and then sell it to their respective caucuses. You probably need, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks there. It's squishy, unlike with the repeated CRs we had where there was a hard and fast deadline.
And, you know, there's always something they can do, though. You know, they could get up to the edge of it and say, okay, we're approving a temporary one-week increase in the debt ceiling while we work out the legislation. You know, there's always a solution if they're close. And I think they'll get close by the time that, you know, midnight approaches on the hard and fast deadline.
Now, you guys at GovExec are doing your 15th annual, I guess, Excellence in Government conference this week on human capital and managing in a cutback climate. What's the scuttlebutt around there? Is anybody talking? You guys have got a lot of brain power among former feds, current feds. Anybody talking about how any of this might impact agencies going forward?
Well, there was quite a bit of talk of it and about how, you know, our sort of sub-theme of the conference was managing in a cutback climate, and I think that's what everybody was talking about, how we're really officially in a do more with less era now, and how do you manage under those circumstances, and how important is it that you get the right people in place and get the right spending levels to the best you can and make the most of what is everybody's acknowledging is a pretty rough situation.
But as far as managing in a potential shutdown environment, nobody knows, right? We've never quite been here before.
No, and, you know, this is different than a shutdown due to lapse in appropriation.
Right.
Because that we've unfortunately had several mini experiences with, and so people sort of know how it plays out. This one, there's not that whole essential, non-essential employee thing that comes into play. There's a question of whether government would be able to send paychecks to anybody. So it's really kind of uncharted territory.